see you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And we carry on in all that goes on right now at such a time as this, in the ways, the plans, and the purposes of the living God, doing what it is that He has for us to do, the way that He wants us to do it, amidst all that takes place in this paradigm that we find ourselves. Now we see, and we know, how you guys doing out there, by the way? I pray that you guys are all doing well. We see and we know that so many things are changing, flipping, switching. Things are not what they once were. Paradigms are shifting. Reality is becoming more and more fluid. And things are being more and more exposed. Secrets hidden for such extended periods of time are becoming known to everybody. The entire world, if they care to know, now understands the different ways that the devil has used systems of man created through fallen man, a prison system and a prison state and a prison world, and the different things that people do to contribute to the prison. Because the devil, he's lost, right? So he lost at the cross, and so now what he needs to do is get people to, of their free will, to buy into his system, and thereby using their free will decision to buy into that system to then create the traps and reinforce the prison whereby everybody else is stuck. So, what are some of these tools and tactics? Well, in the spiritual realm, we've talked about a lot of things. We can go through some of those again. In the natural realm, the monetary systems of the world, the fiat currency systems of the world, which even those, you know, really, it's the last 100 years or so that those really took off. You know, that's where there was currency not backed by anything, and utilization of that social contract, that belief in something, where people are giving up of themselves, their time, their resource for something that is just being created fictitiously by the governments that people are under. And so there's if you actually stop and think about it, and you actually think about the logic behind the systems that we participate in, so whether it's the flag currency of any nation, if it's a fiat currency, if it's not backed by anything, well, then it's basically people's belief in that currency. And then we see all the games that the banks play, because they, you know, they can make more of it, manufacture more of it. They don't have to work for it. They just add a zero. And what is it does to everybody else's reserves and everybody else's value that they've created? So that's one way. Taxation, inflation, ways that value is taken away, eroded away by just by creating, you know, the quantitative easing, they call it, basically just printing currency. So we see that. So we see how the financial systems of the world are set up to enslave the people. You put what you earn, what you create, your store of value is a leaky bucket. So it doesn't matter. So then people are just trying to outpace the leaky bucket by having a high interest savings, high interest bond, high interest business plan. So they're basically trying to outpace the eroding measure of value. That's what most people are trying to do if they're actively involved and engaged in their financial affairs. And then one country, as it pertains to another, how are they doing in relationship to somebody else's management? But the system itself, that the base layer is flawed. So now, okay, let's talk solutions. Well, part of a solution to the global slave system will be where there are means and ways of exchanging value that do not are solid, that are built on inherent value, that is trustful systems where there's transparency and accountability. So even in a system like that, say you pay your taxes, well, you know where every last unit of value that you were taxed, you can see where it went. So there's accountability. So they're not using that for some assassination squad. They're not using that for some place where they can actually go and destroy some. What if they do? They got to give an account to the people that paid that. So everything is now transparent. Everything is now known. You know if it's being used for roads and bridges and schools and education, or if it's being used for collapsing countries and nefarious activities, because it's got to go somewhere and you can trace it. So I think that's going to be part of what comes up. And I do think that that's one reason why people are working so hard to fight against the creation of alternative means and measures of value, because if people start getting off and exiting, if they don't participate, okay, if you have the euro, if you don't participate in the euro has no value. The only reason it has value is because you participate in it and other people give it value. If somebody says, I want to sell a house, and they won't sell it to you in euro, now you got to go and buy it in something they're willing to sell it in. So there is going to be that challenge that comes up. And I think there's going to be new creations and measures of value that are going to upend the financial systems of the world. Okay, now, let's move on to another one. Well, we know that there's mass mind control. Mass control of perception. So, I mean, in the U.S., you jump back a number of years and you've got 50 plus major media corporations. Today, you have 6. You've got 6 major players. And so, even though there's all these stations, they've all been swallowed up by these large conglomerates. So if you ever wonder, I don't know if you've ever seen those YouTubes where they actually show people reading the headlines for the day. I think some comedians have done spoofs on this as well, like Conan O'Brien and a few others, where they will play these back to back to back, and you will hear all these anchors, news anchors, reading the headlines. And word for word, they're all reading the same thing, even though they're in all these different stations all over the country, and yet they're reading the same thing. Now, how does that happen? Well, that doesn't happen organically. That happens from centralized control. So, in the world of mind control, now let me go back to where I was doing a master's in advertising a long time back, and there was a class on media planning. Now, in media planning is where you, if you're going to run a campaign, you decide what media you're going to carry your campaign in and how often you want your media carried in order to achieve the whatever the desired outcome is for your campaign. So if you want to make people aware of your new product, you probably don't need as much media weight. But if you want them to perceive your product a certain way, you need to give the message more. So you have to make those decisions and those choices. But part of it, too, is saying if you wanted to have people perceive something a certain way nationally, well, you don't have to have every media outlet, but you had to have a certain number of them, and you could get a national perception about a product or a service. Now, do you understand the reason that somebody like Alex Jones is pushed off the air? Do you understand that reason? Do you understand the reason that somebody that has a large enough footprint to be noticeable and a large enough footprint to have an impact needs to be removed if they're not towing the line? If they cannot buy you and they cannot silence you, they need to push you to the outer fringes where you cannot have an audience. Do you understand why they need to do that? Because, in my estimation, part is that if you have somebody like that, putting out information that is contrary to the narrative, that person can collapse their premise because he has the higher ground. He has the moral high ground, the logical high ground. He has the higher ground. Now, we did interviews on Alex Jones's show with Jakari Jackson on human trafficking. This is in 2015, I believe. And there was also a series of interviews that we arranged with Ashley Beckford and my mom, that was a professor at the University of Nebraska, as well as people that were involved with the reservations, the Native American reservations. All of those interviews, Alex Jones wasn't even on the interviews, all right? These ones he wasn't even on there. It was Jakari Jackson, Ashley Beckford, and we were all talking about the research and the stats and the issue of human trafficking. Where are those interviews today? Those interviews have been scrubbed from the internet, taken down, stripped off of YouTube. Where was the violation of terms of service in our interviews? No. What did they do? They went and burned down the whole library. They went and burned down every book that was even associated. So, what does that show you? The mass overreach, the complete violation of First Amendment rights, the violation of even their own terms of service, because there was no violation of any term of service. They just stripped the channel and every piece of content on there. Even when Jones wasn't even on the interview. It was me. It was Jakari. It was Ashley Beckford. It was a master's student that worked with the tribes. Professor from the University of Nebraska. What in the world is wrong with these people? But do you understand, from a spiritual level, from a level of the Satanists, they have to keep these voices out. They have to take these voices down. They have to break those links so they don't go viral. They have to turn the counters back when they do go viral so you don't think so many people are waking up, that so many people are hearing a message. They have to do that. So you've got six companies that control the narrative of 90% of the mainstream press in the United States. Around the world, all over the world. And I know, because I've run an agency before, a media buying company before, I know how easy it is to get a narrative into the press to look like a story. It's very easy. If your company is putting in a lot of money, it's very easy. So, you can control the perception. And we weren't that big of players, but enough to get the idea. Okay. So, now, solutions. Well, how's that going to change? Well, one of the ways that's going to change is where people start and refuse to go with the mainstream and they look for alternative means. Now, these current means have been of media information, they got centralized, you know, on platforms like YouTube, for example. But in the future, you'll probably see more decentralization of information so that it can't be taken down arbitrarily. That there will be a stronger preservation of First Amendment rights. And why will that happen? Well, because the people themselves will want it. The people themselves, not everybody, but a lot of people. Enough for there to be, for information to not be able to be scrubbed. For it to not be able to be taken down just because it's inconvenient for a larger agenda of the world system that seeks to steal and to kill and to destroy, to get everybody to participate in building the Titanic. So that's going to be another thing that comes up. Decentralized information and ways and means of exchanging value that are beyond the sunken ship of value creation that they would have us use today. And when people themselves just say, you know what, this is my choice as a free will human agent, that's where you're going to see the clash between the free will human being and the control system that does not like it when people start to get free. That's where you're going to see them start to come after people, arrest people arbitrarily, throw fictitious lawsuits at people to just get them stuck in litigation if they can't get them thrown in jail permanently because they haven't done anything. Because they don't like it when people get free. But you, my brother, you, my sister, you were born to be free. God made you to be free. So walk in that freedom. So, yeah. So we're going to see more and more and more things coming up in the not too distant future. More challenges to the system. More light breaking forward. And so support the systems that you see that are in the line of freedom, truth, liberty. And when you use the systems of the world, you use them like the sword of Goliath. So you take your David, you take that sword and you cut the devil's head off with it. If you're going to use their tools, use them to do good. Use them to expose the evil. Use them to cut and root those things out. But also know that, you know, they have control of a lot of those underlying pieces, and so it's going to need to be a whole new thing that's going to be necessary for a true freedom for people on this paradigm and in this life. Alright, hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. God bless you. Drop us an email. Please say hi, because we always, it's good. You know, it's good to know you're out there. We appreciate the comments. We appreciate the feedback. All right. Hey, keep on keeping on. We love you guys. Don't be discouraged. God is in control. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.